The lesson is that also the girl herself and her parents are not
there. Vada. Vada, that's true.
Started a Saturday, North West London. Yeah. Tuesday, 21st of Cheshbon, 15th of November, Rabbi Shaul Steinberg, Shlita, Rosh and Hora in a crowd. This week's Torah was sponsored by Lichvod Simchas Abba Mitzvah of Moti Pels. The mitzvah was last Shabbos, year old turn, she is Kuh, Rovus, Kenov, Rav Nachas, Men, Mikol Yitzei, Chalotzehem. Lashon Hara in a crowd.
Share before the share. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'd like to speak about a subject which can happen. A family is sitting together with a group of people, Shavuot Brachos, Hasana, sitting on a train, and they start schmoozing, and they start talking Lashon Hara, and he's sitting there. And he doesn't want to listen to Lashon Hara, but he doesn't know what to do. So the Chofetz Chaim in Klal Vov speaks about this, and it's with the Goinus, from Shegoinus, how he takes a part of Sugya, and we'll see how far we can, how deep we get into the whole Sugya. So the Chofetz Chaim says like this: Im Yoshav b'chaburas hanoshim sheniskabtzu le'inyan mo, if he's sitting amongst people who have got together for some purpose, these words are very important, for some purpose. That means they haven't got together to speak Lashon Hara. If they've got together to speak Lashon Hara, it's different. Do they got together, like we said, Shavuot Brachos, Echasana, they've got together. V'hischilu ledabe dvarim asurim. And they started speaking dvarim asurim, Lashon Hara. Says Chofetz Chaim, v'hu mishayir shedibri sichachto iloilu lohem ma'umah. And he reckons that by telling them off, it's not going to help. Because obviously the first thing is tell them, stop. If that works, fine and fine. You've stopped them and that's the end of the story. But you've saved them from the Issa. But he reckons, he's Mishai, that it's not going to help. And in fact, the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, the Pirush at the bottom, the Chofetz Chaim explains, that in Teichocha there's two levels. Sometimes you don't know if it's going to help, but you don't know if it's going to harm. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it brings a Bein Yoyna. In such a case, a person is mechuyev to still be given to Chocha. Try, you never know. But here, when he says he's mishai the Lord, yiru lahem ma'uma, when the Chofetz Chaim says he reckons it's not going to help, he means to say he feels that they're going to laugh at him and they're going to speak even more Lashon Hara. And that's wrong, you can't tell them off. You're not supposed to tell somebody off if you know he's just going to do it worse. How does the Chofetz Chaim know that? Maybe still, or tell them. Says the Chofetz Chaim, because there's a different halacha. There is a halacha that if I know that you don't like someone, and I start praising him in front of you, then I know you're going to criticize that person. I know you don't like Reuven. So I start saying, you know, Reuven's a wonderful person, special man. And I know when I say that, you're going to be the react, say, what? Special person, he's terrible, he's a gamf. So that I'm causing you to speak Lashon Hara, I'm causing you to be worse. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and that's also to do. If you see there it's also to do, then it's to tell someone off that you shouldn't be speaking Lashon Hara. You know he's just going to laugh at you and he's going to carry on speaking. You're just making things worse. You're not allowed to. It's got its limitations. It's going to make things worse. Don't do it. So we're talking about he can't tell them off. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Im efshaloi leilich mim sibotam. If you can leave them, then that's also good. Just leave. Get up and go. Or to put his fingers in his ears. And I'm sure you've heard the Mama Chazal. The Chazal of Gemara Ksuba says that why do we have fingertips? In order to stick them into the ears and to not listen. Then says the Chofetz Chaim, mitzvah rabba hu oisa bozeh. It's a tremendous mitzvah. K'mish omu Chazal b'Ksuba. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is the most common situation. Avonim iyev shelo yidhi shomim. He can't leave. He can't leave. Whatever reason, he doesn't want to leave. He says, and he says, and he feels by putting his fingers into his ears, it's very difficult for him to put his fingers in his ears. Why? He says, because they'll laugh at him. So he can't leave, and he can't put his fingers in his ears, because he feels that's kosher. It's kosher for him. Emotionally kosher to start being laughed at. And he won't be able to do such a thing. So then the Chofetz Chaim says what to do. I was thinking as I'm learning Zalochas nowadays, I think it's very easy. We've got our phones, just take out our phones, start scrolling down, say you've got a phone call, and you can leave. we're very good at being rude and leaving. But so that would be an easy way out. But in those days, you didn't have the phone, so you had to have a good reason to get up. So you can't get up, and you don't want to put your fingers in your ears. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what should you do? Says the Chofetz Chaim, he should be mezariz himself. Ulahamid al nafshoy be'is tzor kazu. Tremendous words. Hamid al nafshoy. It says by Haman when Claudius or Imran al nafshom by you know you fight back. Be'is tzor kazu. You know you're in a matzav of tzoros. That's how the Chofetz Chaim looks at it. Ve'lulchim el chemes Hashem im yitzoy. And go to war with the yitzor hor. Kedei shli kosh al kolponim be'is tzoraisa. Make sure you're not over tzoraisa. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you need to do three things. Number one. Yachrit b'nafshoy b'heskem gomu shloy lahamim. You have to decide, whatever I hear, I'm not going to believe it. Because we know, because the first problem is, if a person believes Lashon Hara, he's over loisiso, you're not allowed to believe it. It's not allowed. Besides for hearing Lashon Hara, there's an issa in believing it. So, nobody asks you to believe it. You're stuck, you're going to have to hear, you can't get away, you can't put your fingers in the ear, you can't tell them off, but who asked you to believe it? Nobody's asking you to believe it. Don't believe it. Second point says the Chofetz Chaim, lo yenichele b'shmi'a sipureim. Don't enjoy it, don't be interested. Be uninterested, don't enjoy it, don't have any nichusa. And number three, says the Chofetz Chaim, gam yamid al atzmoy shloy laharis lahem shum tnua. You should make sure not to show any facial expression or body expression, shuhu maskim medivreim, that he agrees with what they're doing. You should sit there like a blank stone, sort of, not completely switched off. Don't nod your head or give them any formal approval to what they're doing. And he says more, if you can even show them that you disapprove, that would be even better. If you can show them ponim zayafim, you can show them a bad face, that's even better. They can see that you're so happy with the conversation, that would be even better. But if you can't do that, at least show them you don't contribute or add in or give any sense that you are part of this group, be blank. So we've got here three things you should do. You should A, be machlit, you're not going to believe anything. Listen, but you don't have to believe it. Two, be no nichusa. And number three is don't show any body or facial expressions that you agree with them.
You can make sure to believe. Yes,
but the Chofetz Chaim, yes.
You believe what you
hear. I know, but the Chofetz Chaim often in the Sefer talks about if you already heard Lashon Hara, he says, Lilchem Lechemes Hashem. There's a reason why it's called Lilchem Lechemes Hashem. You have to be a Lilchem, it's very difficult. And if you read the Chofetz Chaim, it's quite clear, this is all only very b'di'evet. He doesn't want you doing this. He says, if somebody knows, he's not going to be able to get any way, and he's not going to tell them off, he doesn't know what to do, then he could do it. And he points out the Be'er Ma'arim Chaim at the bottom, I'm writing this only b'di'evet. You should leave. Really, you should leave. Person sometimes comes to an Nisan, it's too difficult for him to leave in the matzav of Bidiyah, but what should you do? This is what you should do. But you're right, it's very difficult. It's part of the Melchemes Hashem. So where does all this come from? What's the makor of this halacha? It's a tremendous chiddush. We get a person who's listening to Lashon Hara, and we're allowing him to stay there. So it's really the Chofetz Chaim brings to the bottom of the Gemara in Psochim Chof Hei on the base. The Gemara of Psochim says like this. Itma. Hano habar leila odom bal kochay. Somebody who has pleasure that came to him by force. Abaya Oma Muteres, but Rava Oma Asura. Abaya says it's Mutter, and Rava says it's Osir. And the Rishonim explain, Rashi explains, Rishonim will explain even clearer, that we're talking about over here, somebody who's going down the road, going somewhere, not doing any other, very innocently going somewhere, and as he's going, he smells the Rechis of Avodah Zorah. It smells the ruach, the nice korbanos, or the nice perfumes of an Avodah Zorah. And we know that it's also to have hanor from the ruach of Avodah Zorah. And this person's smelling it. So he's hanor, habar loyla oda bal kocha. He's doing what he's doing. And by force, he's stuck that he's smelling the Avodah Zorah. Abaye says, muteres, v'rova omar asur. Abaye says it's mutter, and Rava says it's osur. So there's many lashonos in the Gemara, there's many different ways of explaining this machlokes. We will go straight to the maskona of how to explain the machlokes, and this is where the Chofetz Chaim gets it from. So the Gemara says like this: Ikad Ami, the last lashon of the Gemara, Efsha v'loy mechalem. That means if he has a way out, cross the road. Who asks you to walk on this side of the road? Walk across the road and go to the other side of the road. But v'loy mechalem. He's not mechavan to have anor. He's going on his way and he's ignoring the smells. He's not mechavan to have anor. And we shouldn't actually talk about in reach, quite difficult not to have mechavan to have anor, because reach is a very natural thing. It comes to you and you automatically enjoy it. It's not something which you have to decide that you want to smell it. But there is such a concept of loy mechavan. Says Gemara, even if he's efshar, even if you could walk across the road, but he's loy mechavan. Hainu plugtayu Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. It's a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. What's a machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon? That's the famous machlokes in Shabbos. We all know it from Shabbos, but really it's become a Torah kolah. If dovah she'im eskavan is muta or osa, right? Reb Yehuda, what's dovah she'im eskavan? If we go back to the original machlokes, somebody's putting a chair on Shabbos, and by putting the chair, it's possible he will make a groove and do charitz and make do charish on Shabbos. He's plowing, he's opening a groove on Shabbos, but it's possible only. It's not muchach he's going to do that. It may not happen. So Reb Yehuda holds it's osa. Reb Shimon says it's mutter. It's machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon that dovah she'im eskavin is mutter. Right. So says the Gemara. Even if it's possible for him to cross the road, he could cross the road if he wanted, but he chooses not to. It's machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether you're also at mutter. Reb Yehuda holds it's also and Reb Shimon holds it's mutter because Reb Shimon holds dovah she'im eskavan is mutter. Lo yafshe v'leikum mechavan, if he can't cross the road and he's also not being mechavan, says the Gemara, everybody, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon agree to the fact that it's mutter because dovah she'im eskavan, when it's very difficult, l'kula alma it's mutter. Going back to Shabbos, the Gemara says like this. You got a chair, you want to bring it across the field to the other side of the field. Putting aside any problem of carrying, there's an area, whatever, you sort that out. So you want to put it across the field. If it's a small chair, so really you could lift it very, very high. Who's asking him to hold it just above the surface and come into the possibility of making a choritz? Lift it very high. Says, according to Reb Shimon, doesn't have to lift it high. You can hover it across the ground. Maybe I'll make a choritz. Dovah she'im eskavan mutar. That's Dovah she'im eskavan.
Not walking on the street
shower
when the lights go
up. Yes, that's a big shy. Yes, I'm not going to.
Also, not this kind.
Yes, yeah, okay, so there's a secretion, and that's a big shy about it. And something nichalis, not nichalis, that's another shit. But let's just bring it from Shabbos and come straight to here. When it's a very heavy chair, and it's very hard to lift it high, obviously, when you lift a heavy thing, you always just about lift it. Then, Kula Alma says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon agree that Dovah she'im eskavan is mutter. Says the Gemara, so coming back to Avodah Zarah, this person is walking down the street, and he smelling this smell of Avodah Zarah, even though he's smelling it, but since it's habaloid and no habaloid or the bar kochoy, nobody asked, he didn't ask for it. He's walking down the street. It's a dovah she'im eskavan, and Shimon holds dovah she'im eskavan is mutar. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he also got this person. He's sitting in the group. He's listening to Lashon Hara, but he's not mechavan to Lashon Hara. As we said, the second condition of the Chofetz Chaim was that he should be loynicha, not loynicha, meaning he should try to switch off. He shouldn't be mechavan to it. We'll speak a bit more about loynicha in a moment. Therefore, it's b'dieved, it is mutter. But it doesn't stop there, because like this. The Chofetz Chaim asks many questions, and as we said, the Chofetz Chaim didn't say it's mutter to do. Chofetz Chaim said that if you can't do anything else, then you should do this. So it's not just a glatta dovah she'im eskavan. So first of all, Chofetz Chaim asks a very simple question, a well-known Gemara. The Gemara said you've got two ways going down the road. One way there's a mokum of pritzos, another way not mokum pritzos, right? So Gemara says, ikadaka achina, well-known Gemara, then you're a rosha for going down the road of pritzos. Right? So the Gemara calls you a rosha. And I could say, I'm going down the road, I'm not interested in looking at what the other people are doing, I can just walk, I need to go somewhere. And yet the Gemara says, if you've got another way of going, you're a rosha. And here we're saying, you go down the road, you smell the reach of a dezora, or in our case, you're sitting in a group of people speaking Lashon Hara, and we're saying, well, if you're not mechavan, it's not the end of the world. So the Chofetz Chaim, it's different than that, because arois is always something which we are more choshish for, that's a big yitzhara, and therefore that's got its own category. As we know, there's many halachas in arois which were more machmir, as opposed to regular halachas. So,
our case of here, he knew that the smell of that Avodah Zarah would be down that street.
Oh, so that will come to that. We're going to come to that, yes, because that's going to be a crucial point of view. So since Chofetz Chaim is different than arois, you can't ask the kasha from the two drachim going down those two streets. Ikadaka achina, their arois were makbed, even though he be'etzem halachically should be mutter, but there's a rishus in putting yourself in a mixture of arois. Okay. But there's another kasha here, which we're showing him asking here. Why is it not, we think it's a dovah she'im is kavan, it's not mechavan for the hanor, but why is it not psik resha? That means that although if Shimon is matted, dovah she'im is kavan, go back to Shabbos, if it's psik resha, if it's clear that when I pull that chair across the road or across the field, I'm going to make a choritz, that's definite, then it's also in the corner to do with Shimon. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so why over here is it not psik resha? He's sitting by this group, or but Avodah Zarah, he's walking down the street and he's smelling this Avodah Zarah, and he's hearing this Lashon Hara. It's a psik resha. You can't call this the heter of Dov Hashem Niskaven. Psik resha is also. Says the Chofetz Chaim, are you going to tell me it's loynicha? It's loynicha, right? What's loynicha? Loynicha means sometimes if I'm pulling the chair across the road or across the field, and I know I'm going to make a choritz. It's psik resha, so we're saying that's osa. Even if Shimon agrees that's osa. But if you don't want a choritz, or in Mormon they don't want, you dafka don't want, you specifically don't want holes in your field, you want it to be straight and flat, you want your garden to look. It's loynicha. So, and that is already maybe mutter, maybe only on Issa Drabon, right? That's the machlokes we're showing him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but that's only in Shabbos. In Kol HaTorah Kula, Psik Resha de Loinicha is Osa Min HaTorah. That means, in Kol HaTorah Kula, if somebody does something, even though he's off Dovah She'im Niskaven, like our Avodah Zarah, he's walking down the road and he's Ein Niskaven, he's not thinking about Avodah Zarah. But since it's a Psik Resha, he's definitely smelling it. And even though it's Loinicha, he doesn't like the smells of Avodah Zarah, but it's still Osa Min HaTorah. So how can we say that we're talking about over here where he is a mutter because a kaponim is only Issa Rabbanon because it's a Dovah She'im Niskaven, it's still a psik resha to loynicha, and a psik resha to loynicha because that Torah kula is also me to oiras. That's
so why is this chilek between Shabbos and the others? Sorry,
right, the difference is because Shabbos
also
melech mechshav is also Torah. So in Shabbos he's asking that, but why was the between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula? Shabbos, we say Dov Hashem Niskaven is Kol HaTorah, on Shabbos and Kol HaTorah, right? Because Shabbos has got something that, in order to be called a melocha, it's called melocha meleches machsheves. The best word probably to call it is a purposeful, intentional act. And therefore it's memayit Dov Hashem Niskaven, melocha shem tichul gufa, misasik. It's memayit many, many things. That's something meyuchad for Shabbos. And as soon as it's psik resha deloy nicha, he doesn't want it, then it's muta, at least not osa midiraisa on Shabbos, because he can't say it's machsheves, meleches machsheves, I don't want the thing, I don't want to do that thing. You can't call it meleches machsheves. Whereas in all other areas, it doesn't say that meleches machsheves, it just says, not to do it, and therefore, once it's a psik resha, and it's evident that you're going to do it, it's clear you're going to do it, it's osa. So, what is the het over your eye? Why is it not psik resha? Which is awesome in HaTorah, Kol HaTorah. Says the Chofetz Chaim like this. Let's come back to what you pointed out. What we're talking about, the Gemara calls it Hanor HaBa'al Ein Odom Bar Kochi. That means, way do we show him explain it, and that will come make a huge nafkamina to our story, and that which we pointed out right at the beginning of the shir. We're talking about over here, a person is going somewhere where it's not clear when he's going there, that there's going to be an Avera over there, an Avodah Zarah over there, or in our case, it's not clear that they're going to be speaking Lashon Hara. You're going to sit down. Your act is going there. That's your action. Right? And then when you did that act, it wasn't clear they were going to speak Lashon Hara. It was a Shavuot Brachos, everyone just sitting around schmoozing about everything else. Only later it developed that they started speaking Lashon Hara. Or, as you pointed out, they went down this road, it was not clear there was an Avodah Zarah on this road, and that's what we'd have to say. And therefore, when he went down this road, it wasn't psik resha that he was going to be smelling the smells of Avodah Zarah. And in fact, that is what the Chofetz Chaim actually says in the next seat, and he points out. He says, "Bameh dvarim amurim," says the Chofetz Chaim. "In be'ez shiyosha b'neim, lo dibu oz dvarim ha'asurim." When he sat down, they weren't speaking Lashon Hara. When he goes to sit down, then he says, you have to get up. And the Be'er Ma'am Chaim says, it's a chiyu midiraisa to get up. Because you've gone and done an act of going to join a chabura who are listening to Lashon Hara, and you are doing a maisa. It may be loy nicha, It might be Dovish in this gavin because it may be because it's a Shavuot, you're not actually intentionally going to listen to Lashon Hara, you're going to sit down to eat, but you're going to a Chabura of Lashon Hara, that's Psik Reisha Dolaynich, which is also B'chana Torah Kodah. And therefore says the Chom Tzchaim, you have to make sure before you sit down, who you sit down with, or at least be sure that they're not speaking Lashon Hara. Normally people have that, not a common thing, so you have to be Choshish for it. But you have to, if you know when you're sitting down that they're all gossiping, you're not allowed to sit down, because then you're doing an act of sitting down to join a Chabur Lashon Hara, that's psikreishah, although it's oinicha, it's also b'chol ha-toyre kolam. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says.
If you but, don't accept it, though.
Even though you don't accept it, because the Maisi is still listening to Lashon Hara, right? You're still listening to Lashon Hara. That's why the Chofetz Chaim only says all this b'dievet. It's all only b'dievet. If you're ready there and you can't get up and you're embarrassed, but it might say you're not supposed to listen to the Lashon Hara. The accepting is another avera, which that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, why accept it? Nobody asked you to do that. That's easy, not so easy, but that's something you can, without anybody making fun of you, you can, in your heart, work on that, and that'll be fine. But, so he sits down, and he's not doing an avera sitting down. Oh, but the problem is, let's go further. He sat down and didn't do an avera sitting down. But now somebody starts speaking Lashon Hara. Now, why is it not? Psik Reisha all over again. Because he's sitting down, and although when he came to sit down, he wasn't speaking Lashon Hara, but now he's sitting down, it's Psik Reisha. Meaning, when the Aver gets done, it's done. Let's say somebody pulls a chair across the field, and he's not sure if he makes a chort. And then he turns around and looks over his shoulder, which is a big question, why shouldn't he have to turn around? But he does turn around, and he sees he's making a chort. He has to stop, there's no question about it. If you're doing the Aver, you can't say, it's not Psik Reisha, because when I came to do, I wasn't intentionally, and it wasn't, didn't have to happen. Now you're sitting there, and Aver is starting, you smell the Avodah Zarah, the Lashon Hara is being spoken, you're sitting there, why don't you have to get back up? Now it's a Psik Reisha. That means there's two steps over here. There's the act of going to join them, which the Chofetz Chaim is saying, that's not Psik Reisha, because when he came to join them, they weren't doing the Avodah. But then there's, when the Avodah starts, why is it now not Psik Reisha? Because you're now sitting there, listening to Lashon Hara, and you know very well you're listening to Lashon Hara, although it's Lo Yinicha, we said, Lo Yinicha B'chol HaTorah Kulo is not a Heter. So why is it not, why are we not Mechuyav to stand up and move away? Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's already passive. That's passive. You're already there. When you came there, as we said, it wasn't Psik Reisha. You're already there. You're sitting down and it's now coming to you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's ready. You can have the heter of Psik Reisha, the Reinicha, and passive oifan, where you don't actually do an action, and that will already be only awesome mid Rabbonon, it won't be awesome mid the Oiraisa. Right? So, therefore, when you start speaking, Midrabbonon, you should be telling them off, getting up, putting your fingers in the air, but Midrabbonon, you're not the chuyuv to do that, because now passively being over on our veira, the Psik Reisha is muta. Not muta, but akapon, not isa Midrabbonon. In fact, the Rishon over there asked this question, why is it not Psik Reisha? When you walk down the road and he's smelling that Avodah Zarah, say the Rishonim, because you could, when you go to that street, close your nose. That means, coming back to what you pointed out, let's say you do know that street is got Avodah Zarah on it. You know, before you know where the local Avodah Zarahs are, but you know, so you go towards that street. So we're asking, that's a Psik Reisha. So the Rishonim say, you could, when you walk down that street, possibly close your nose. So it's not muchach going down that street that I'm going to smell the Avodah Zarah. Meaning, when you're there, it's already passive, I'm there. And when I go there, you can't say I'm doing an act to go smell Avodah Zarah, because I don't need necessarily to smell Avodah Zarah, I could close my nose, which is where the Chofetz Chaim gets this two stages. There's the act of going there, which I could, don't have to listen necessarily, be over that Avodah. And then when I'm there, it's only passive. Here you have that problem. You can't say, when I go there, I could possibly close my ears, because we're talking about somebody who admits and agrees that he wouldn't close his ears. And therefore, when he goes there, he knows very well he's going to be listening to Lashon Hara. That's what we have to say. We're talking about people who are not speaking Lashon Hara as of now.
So, the Gemara brought a case of when he walked down the street, the priest is anywhere, he called the washer, he could have said, I was going to close my eyes.
Yes, it could also be Shver. Yes, I mean, you're just making the Kasha Shver. That means. Yeah, and the tariffs will have to be because it's Aroyas, and Aroyas is something more common. That's what we're going to have to come. But Etzem, there's no reason why they shouldn't have all the same heterium as our Gemara over here. But then the Chofetz Chaim after.
You said it becomes a Durabonon.
Yes.
But the Durabonon still lost.
Oh. So then the Chofetz Chaim says that it's only the Durabonon, it's still Durabonon. But the Chofetz Chaim says the reason why I'm hesitant about this whole shayla is because we have a halacha, klal call it, and when a person's being over an issa d'rabbanon, but this God will cover it habrius. God will cover the habrius means if it's embarrassing for a person, he's in some cases allowed to be over on an issa d'rabbanon. God will cover the habrius said on Shabbos, the various halachas regarding the bathroom, that you might be over an issa d'rabbanon on Shabbos if he needs to the bathroom. God will cover the habrius. So the Chofetz Chaim says, I don't know whether this is God will cover the abyss. This person's embarrassed. He doesn't want to put his fingers in his ears, or he doesn't want to get up and go. He's embarrassed. Do we say that's God will cover the abyss? Come on, give him some respect. Or do we say, come on, I'll give you some respect in regard to bathroom physical needs. But this is an avera getting done over here. Had a bit of your shemaim. Get up, put your fingers in your ears, or leave. Well, who's asking you to stay there? That's why the Chofetz Chaim is saying, first thing he does, he reduces it from a deraita to drabonon. Then he says, I don't know whether you're going to have a heter to drabonon. So that's why he says that the whole thing is mamash only over the evet. It's only over the evet, but it's but if, he says, if somebody knows he's not better than that, he's got no choice. This is what the best he should do. But you're right, there's no lekatchila dika thing that should be doing that way. And then the Chofetz Chaim says two more issues over here, which is going into Chofetz Chaim, how he covers it from all things. He says there's another problem. There's a problem in the Issa Aseh from Uvoi Sidbok, mitzvah Boi Sidbok. The person needs to be Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not Dovik to Rishayim, people who do Dvarim HaSurim. And then at the end he brings that you have to be careful because of the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that person who sits in a chabur or whoever they're speaking bad, then everything they had said over there, he's considered as if he's part of the chabur. So there's, after having sorted the halachic side of it from the concept of psikresha and Dov Hashem Iskaven and his act, we've also got to realize he's the meister sitting in a chabur rishon, and it's not a good place to be caught to be sat in a chabur rishon. As he said, first of all, it might be an assay of a voice sidbok. You're mevatel mitzvah say of not being dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being dovik in people who are not behaving themselves. And second of all, once a person is part of the chabur speaking Lashon Hara, he might be counted as part of the Lashon Hara. So just to sum up, best is tell them off. If you know it doesn't help, then don't tell them off, because it's not good to tell somebody off if you know he's not dafka, not going to listen to you. Put your fingers in your ears if you're embarrassed, put your fingers in your ears. So then we can reduce it to a drabonon. Everything it's mutter, we can reduce it to a drabonon by saying it's a psikresha de loynicha and a passive oifon, because if you came there, they weren't speaking Lashon Hara. Now they're speaking Lashon Hara, and my enem is kava, it's a psikresha de loynicha, but with three conditions. A, you don't believe, because if you as soon as believe, that's another avera to believe. Who's asking you to believe them? Second, you shouldn't be interested to hear. And third of all, you should not be showing any facial expression to agree to what they're doing. And you should also know, but the mice are sitting there, is never a good thing to sit there because you're part of the Chabur of Rosh Hashanah.